Unfortunately, there's no straightforward, easy answer to this question, believe it or not, because in the years that I've been practicing Hong Kong immigration, I've seen instances of people who didn't have a university degree but had several years' experience in the community teaching English overseas in their home country, and then secure a job offer in Hong Kong for an NGO. And the experience of teaching English in the context of the NGO's needs and the experience of the applicant back in her home country, this is the applicant without the degree, was such that the Immigration Department could see a natural mesh, if you will, between the two skill sets, and afforded this lady a employment visa even though she didn't have a university degree formally stated. On the other hand, I've seen applications for employment visas for fresh graduates that didn't have teaching qualifications in the wake of their graduation, but were seeking to deploy straight into Hong Kong to teach because they had offers of employment here, and those applications get refused. So the general starting premise is that you need to be a university degree holder in order to be a professional. And the Immigration Department expect to see, if you don't have requisite working experience teaching English, that you've got a vocational qualification in hand, which you have, given that you've got a TEFL qualification. So it seems to me that you're probably going to struggle to approval, to be frank. But then again, there is this phenomenon that the schools themselves that you will no doubt be making applications for jobs to, they will have experience in securing working visas for foreign national English teachers that are seeking to take up employment with them in Hong Kong. And they'll have a sense of what the Immigration Department's typical response is to applications for employment visas for such people being sponsored by them, and I guess that your best interests in this respect will lie in having conversations with these potential employers and see what they make about your approvability, all things considered. Now, having said that, that doesn't close the door to you, because you have recently just turned 30 and you are a British national. This means that you can get a working holiday visa for a 12-month limit of stay without any questions asked, beyond the fact that there is still quota of these available to you when you make your application, and that you've got, I think it's 22,000 Hong Kong dollars in your bank account, along with the requisite insurance coverage to cover you while you're here. And that 12-month working holiday visa, which is available to people who are aged between the ages of 18 and 30, so you qualify still, that will be a good stepping stone into Hong Kong for you to at least find the kind of employer that you would ideally want to work with, given the fact that at the end of the first 12 months of your working holiday visa, you'll then have to seek to get your employment visa at that time. So all things considered, you can make your move to Hong Kong under the working holiday visa, get yourself an employer, work like Billy O in that time, and then hope that at the end of the 12 months when you make your application to get an employment visa, the time that you spent working for that employer under the working holiday visa, plus the fact of your age being 30, plus your TEFL education, and hopefully the 2 years that you spent post-secondary but sub-degree, will be taken positively into account in your application, and away you go. And I think you'll find also possibly the 10 years or so of employment experience that you would have had between your late teens and just prior to becoming 30 will also positively factor into your application for your employment visa when you make it. Okay, so it's a working holiday visa, my advice for you to start, and then take it from there 12 months later.